Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Welcome to the Crypto Daily Brief, your source for the latest updates, market trends, and key insights in the world of cryptocurrency. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, institutions are driving Bitcoin dominance, with a new report from CoinDesk analyzing how macroeconomic challenges and institutional behavior are reshaping the crypto market. Bitcoin reached an all-time high before dipping, yet its market dominance grew to 62.2% in the first quarter of 2025, the highest since February 2021. Theta Capital is spotlighting 2025 as a pivotal year for the digital assets landscape. Their latest report, titled The Satellite View, dives into the ongoing structural transformation within the crypto space, emphasizing how blockchain technology is increasingly converging with traditional financial systems. This convergence marks a significant shift, as digital assets are not just seen as standalone investments anymore, but are becoming integral parts of broader financial strategies. Ruud Smets, Theta Capital's managing partner and chief investment officer, highlights the importance of this transformation. He suggests that as blockchain tech and crypto assets become more mainstream, they are reshaping the way institutional investors think about asset allocation. This is big news for anyone involved in crypto, because it signals a maturing market where digital assets are gaining legitimacy and trust among traditional financial players. So, what does this mean for investors? Essentially, we're seeing a blending of old and new financial worlds. This could lead to more robust investment opportunities and potentially lower volatility as digital assets become more integrated into the financial ecosystem. For crypto enthusiasts, this might be the signal to broaden their horizons and consider how these changes could impact their portfolios. In a major development, the United Arab Emirates Central Bank has given the green light to Web3 insurance solutions, a move that's making waves in the digital business sector. Realm Insurance and Liva Insurance have teamed up to launch SigmaWeb3, a set of insurance products tailored for blockchain and fintech companies. This is a big deal because traditional insurers usually shy away from covering the risks associated with digital assets and blockchain solutions. But SigmaWeb3, along with its specialized version SigmaWeb3 VARA, is stepping up to fill this gap. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. What's interesting here is how this move reflects the UAE's forward-thinking approach to digital innovation. By approving these Web3 insurance solutions, the central bank is not just supporting digital growth, but also paving the way for a more secure financial environment for startups and investors. This is especially important in a space where risk management is often a major hurdle. For digital firms, this means they can now access insurance products that cover financial, professional, cyber, and crime-related exposures. This comprehensive coverage is crucial for businesses operating on the cutting edge of technology, ensuring they can manage risks more effectively. It's a strong signal that the UAE is committed to becoming a hub for blockchain and crypto enterprises. Moreover, the central bank's approval aligns with its broader financial sector transformation strategy, which includes plans to launch a central bank digital currency, the digital dirham, by the end of 2025. This integration of digital and physical currency systems further cements the UAE's position as a leader in financial innovation. Ultimately, the partnership between Realm and Liva, backed by the central bank, showcases how regulation and innovation can go hand in hand. This regulatory support not only helps tech firms mitigate risks, but also fosters the development of a transparent and diverse digital economy. As the region continues to embrace Web3 technology, it's clear that the UAE is setting the stage for a future where innovation thrives alongside robust regulatory frameworks. All right, let's dive into our final story of the day. ProShares is stepping up with some big plans in the world of XRP, aiming to launch not just one, but three XRP futures exchange-traded funds by the end of this month. This is a pretty bold move considering the recent legal twists and turns XRP has gone through. So, what exactly is ProShares planning? Well, according to their filing with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, they're gearing up to roll out the ProShares UltraShort XRP ETF, the ProShares Ultra XRP ETF, and the ProShares Short XRP ETF. Now, these funds will not directly hold XRP, but instead, they'll use futures contracts and swap agreements to track XRP's price movements. This is a clever way to give investors exposure to XRP without actually holding the asset. This move follows the recent launch of the Tucrium 2x Long Daily XRP ETF, the first of its kind in the United States. It made quite a splash on its debut, attracting significant trading interest. ProShares is aiming to launch their funds by the end of April, which is quite timely, as interest in XRP is growing, especially after Ripple's legal settlement with the SEC cleared a major hurdle for the cryptocurrency. Crypto data provider Kaiko has flagged XRP as the top altcoin candidate for a U.S. spot ETF, citing rising spot trading volumes and the emergence of leveraged funds as signals of maturity. This suggests that XRP might soon meet the standards for a spot ETF, further legitimizing it as an investment vehicle. Following its legal win, Ripple Labs has been making strategic moves like locking up 700 million XRP in escrow, which many see as a sign of stability and long-term planning. This has sparked bullish sentiment around XRP, with traders betting on a spot ETF approval by the end of the year. Analysts are predicting that such an approval could attract over $8 billion in institutional capital. All eyes are on ProShares as they join the XRP ETF race, pressuring regulators to respond. With more financial firms eager to offer XRP exposure, the case for XRP as a regulated and investable product is getting stronger. This is definitely a space to watch closely. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.